South Dakota ranchers and cattle feeders are feeling the pinch as sale prices are falling. Some in the industry blame country of origin labeling and foreign beef imports, but others say a number of factors can contribute to a drop in prices. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports recent drops in the market mean some ranchers are losing as much as $400 per head.
They're fat.
Energy and spirits are low at the Mitchell Livestock Auction House. Officials in sale barns like this say cattle prices are hitting lows not experienced since 2009. This drop comes after a spike in late 2014. Brian Hansen runs the Fort Pierre Livestock Auction House. He attributes low prices to an increase in imported beef from Brazil and the removal of country of origin labeling. Hansen says low cattle prices affect South Dakota communities, and those prices have dropped steadily over the last 2 years.
When a rancher's got money in his pocket, he's going to spend some of it. You take 2 years ago, you know, $1,500 was a pretty common average. Now, last year, that market headed down, $1,000 would be a lot more common for an average last fall, and I guess we haven't got there yet, so I don't know where it's going to be this fall, but it darn sure looks like it's going to be quite a little lower again.
Agriculture is South Dakota's number one industry, and farmers are also seeing a drop in some commodity prices with a larger-than-anticipated fall harvest. Sylvia Kristen is with the Stock Growers Association. She says there's also a lot of beef on the market right now.
We really are not sure 100% what's causing some of the low prices. Certainly we have seen the U.S. cattle herd expand a small amount, which is allowing more beef onto the market. But we really do feel that there's a lot of concerns happening with beef coming in from other countries, and specifically the anticipation of beef being imported from Brazil is probably having some impact on that market.
Kristen says the drop in prices makes it hard for ranchers to grow their operations for next year. Others in the industry question why beef prices in the supermarket remain steady when ranchers get less at the sale barns. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.